Good morning, this is Maeve with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Brisbane gym owner says that prolonged construction on Moggill Road has negatively affected nearby businesses, with roads fenced off for several kilometres, detouring customers away. The owner claims to be losing upwards of $5,000 in revenue per month due to the construction, which has been delayed by over a year. Under Queensland Acquisition of Land Act 1967, the council is not legally obligated to compensate any of the businesses as their land has not been forcibly acquired. The Brisbane City Council says the construction project is due for practical completion in early 2025. In national news, a criminal case has begun investigating the deaths of six Tasmanian students who were on a jumping castle that became airborne at a primary school end-of-year celebration in 2021. Rosemary Gamble, the operator of the jumping castle, has pleaded not guilty to one count of failure to comply with health and safety duties. WorkSafe Tasmania alleged that Ms. Gamble and two employees tethered the castle to only four of the eight required anchor points and installed the pegs at the wrong angle. The hearing is expected to run over the next 2 weeks. Researchers in Melbourne have saved a man's life from toxic epidermal necrolysis using AI-powered therapy. It is the first time spatial proteomics have been used to treat a patient, providing a new direction for tackling complex immune-related diseases. The Victorian state government is announcing fee increases of up to 650% to process wills. From the 18th of November, estates valued between $250,000 and $500,000 will see fees rise from just under $70 to over $500, while estates over $3 million will now pay fees of over $16,000. Deceased estates of under $250,000 will now not have to pay probate fees, which according to the government is 20% of people who apply for probate. Shadow Attorney General Michael O'Brien has criticised this fee increase, saying, quote, "This is effectively the imposition of a death by stealth. To have massive increases in the amount of money that grieving families have to pay when a loved one dies to get probate can't be justified." In international news, after flash floods swept through Valencia in Spain last week, over 200 people have died, and residents are increasingly angry due to the delay in emergency response from the regional government. The monarch of Spain, King Felipe VI, Queen Letizia, and Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has had mud thrown at them whilst touring a town affected by the floods. Locals were heard yelling, "Get out!" and "Killers!" and as the trio walked through the town. There are now further warnings for more potential heavy rain over the region. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. I will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.
This next song contains words I don't know.
Wow, some people might consider them offensive.